Welcome back to the High School Musical, the musical podcast. I am your host, Nick, and in today's episode, we are traveling to East High, the home of the Wildcats, because we are discussing the Kenny Ortega's masterpiece, High School Musical, not two, not three, the first one. Two is the best one, but we're discussing the first one, so let's get into it. So let's start with a synopsis. Troy Bolton, the star athlete at a small-town high school, falls for nerdy beauty Gabriella Montez at a holiday karaoke party. When they return to campus, Troy and Gabriella audition for the upcoming musical. Meanwhile, the jealous Sharpay conspires to crush their chances. The two must struggle to make the audition. So I'm going to discuss the music, Kenny Ortega, Ryan and Sharpay, because they're the most iconic characters in this movie, and also going to discuss stereotypes because they're used more in the high school world than it does in the movie. So let's get into it. So the music in this movie was written by David Newsman Lawrence, who also wrote the music for Cheetah Girls 1 and 2, my other favorite Disney Channel movies in the world. And it was directed by Kenny Ortega, who directed many popular movies and TV shows like Hocus Pocus and Julie and the Phantoms, which ended on the cliffhanger. Anyways, I'm mad. And HSM, a trilogy, Kenny Ortega is a genius. I can literally talk about Day. And I could also talk about somebody else's Day. His name is Tim Federle. He wrote a High School Musical, the musical, the series. He wrote it, he directed it, he produced it. That man could do anything. And he also wrote books. When I looked at the books, I was like, oh, that's a real thing. Okay then. Period. So the movie is like a musical inside a musical about a musical, but they don't know that they're singing. Because it's not that kind of it's not that kind of movie. So basically they're singing to themselves. Now if they would have showed that, it would have made this like the movie much better. Like there is a scene, it's when Troy and Gabriella breaks up and she's like a singer heart out. She is singing her feelings. It's called When There Was Me and You, my favorite song in there, and she is in the hallway. She is singing. She is doing her thing. She is slaying. But what made it even better, if there's a student just walk past by her, stop, and look at her like she's crazy, and just walk away, cause like again, she is singing to herself. There's no music that they know of. So it would be much better if it was like a realization. It would be much better. Much better. Next, we have to talk about the fashion. So I know it's 2006. And as Ms. Jen said in High School Musical, the musical series, it's a period piece. But oh my gosh. Gabriella wears this outfit at the beginning of the movie that makes her look like a grandma. And she has a seven cats her house. It's just ugly. But again, it's 2006. And Chad wears three watches that he has no reason to wear three watches in any scene. But he wears three watches and he wears these shirts that has all these catchphrases that are just horrible to look at. Like, they make no sense at all. And one of them said that he has his own background music. Now, that doesn't make sense at all. And what would his background music even be? If he did have background music, I don't want to think about that because it makes me think of the shirts. And I don't want to think of the shirts. So the only two people that has good style in this movie is Ryan and Sharpay. I give them props. You know, a Sharpay has the pink. Everything is pink. Her outfits are pink. And Ryan has the hats. Any hat he wears, it just look good on him. Any hats at all, it just look good. It's 2006. That's all I have to say. That's all it is. It's 2006. Now, have the evolution of good outfits evolved? Yes, it has, and I am so thankful for that. Thank God. But you know, looking back at the Met Gala costume, at like some of the Met Gala outfits throughout the years, they need to be jailed. Like, the people who create those outfits need to be jailed. Now, there has been some good ones, but you know, the year before this year, the one before this year had some of them that I just can't get behind, and I will never get behind, cause it's headaches. That's what it is. There's a song in the movie. It's called "Stick to the Status Quo," and it's about how you can't define what you know. So Zeke, he wants to bake, but he plays basketball. Martha, she wants to dance, but she's a nerd. And Ripper, he wants to play the cello, but he's a skater. Which goes straight into which goes to stereotypes, where there's I keep thinking about this, and I know it's not important to like nobody else in this world, but it's like in the world of Disney at least. But there's I keep thinking about this. Zeke and Chad are the only two black guys on the team, at least in this, the first movie. They're the only two black guys, and they play basketball. And the only two leads who are black guys, they play basketball. Now, I know that's not important to literally no one except me, but it's like it's just an ick for me. Not it's not an ick that they play basketball, because you know, if they like basketball, purr, slay. It's just that the only two black guys who are leads play basketball. It rubs in the wrong way, which made me think of my school when I was still in high school, and which you know, I was talking about like it was so long ago, but it wasn't. It was like 4 years ago. It's like, oh, that's so, not even four. Oh my gosh, it was like 6 months ago. 4 years ago? Ew, no, it was not 4 years ago. It was like 6 months ago. What am I saying? Anyways, it made me think about my time that I was in high school and how like it wasn't stereotype heavy, it was like cliques. Which is a thing in high school. There are cliques, like the cheerleaders and the football players and the basketball players, they hug out a lot. And you know what, you know, there's like in other high schools, like all the theater people like hang out together, which is not a case like at my school. You know, there was anybody can do theater because anybody liked theater at my school, like either which it was a shock for me at first. I was like, okay, so there's football players who like theater, there's basketball players who like theater, there's cheerleaders who like theater. Now, was this a Glee thing where like the football players, like the football players were in show choir and Glee? No, but sometimes it felt like that. It felt like Glee, but like in a good way though. Like there are many times where yes, I wanted to fight these people, cause of my own reasons. But it's like we were a family, and like I really if. It really felt like there were cliques, yes, but when you went and like if you were in chorus or in drama or in show choir, because that's what we had at like my school, it felt like from the outside you had your cliques that you stayed with, but then when you were in this room, yes, you still had the people who hung out with certain people. But like at the end of the day, we were one big family, And the teacher made sure that like we were one big family. We always was kind to each other. We didn't talk about each other. Sometimes that did not work because sometimes the people talking crap about people, just spilling the tea. But you know, it was at the end of the day, it was one big family. Which is, I'm glad that my high school had that, because I feel like in any other high school, even like if it's high school, is it even below that? Because it was many times where I'm not a talker. I don't like to talk to people. So like, I don't know, it's gonna sound weird, but I'm like, I pay attention to stuff. Like I pay attention, I listen. So like, I'm one of those people who's like, I don't silently judge you until I have to. If I have to, I will. But I'm not going to if I don't have to. So there are many times where I literally heard people talk crap about each other. I seen things go down. All that. So stuff like that happens, but I'm glad I have never ever experienced that myself. And how I had people that I could be myself, that I didn't have to worry about cliques and stuff. Because cliques, I don't care for them. Like, if you're like good people, I will hang out with you. Like, I'm not scared to hang out. I'm not scared to meet new people. Now, if you would have asked me that when I was growing up, or when I was 5th or 6th, 7th, 8th grade, yeah, I would have said, you know what, I don't like to meet new people. I have my friends that I like. I don't want to meet other people. But now, like, if you ask me now, I'll be like, you know, I don't care if I meet new people. If you're a nice person, I'll like you. If you are a mean person, I'll still like you, because you know what? Slay. And Troy is talking to the team, and Gabriella is talking to her team. So Chad and Taylor wants to break them up, because Taylor wants Gabriella to focus on the math stuff, and Chad wants Troy to focus on the sports stuff. Okay, great. So Taylor and Chad decided to do a little plan for Troy to talk crap about I can't think of her name right now. Gabriella. You know, that took me way too long to know. So they did this whole plan, and there was a webcam, this big old webcam, that somehow Troy did not see. So he talked crap about her in front of the camera, and I swear that he looked at the camera too. I swear, like, if you go back, you can see him look at the camera, not all the way look, but a little peek. So he saw it, so he saw the camera, but it still worked because she still got mad at him, and they broke up. So there's a big old camera right there. How do you not see it? How did you not acknowledge it? This big old camera on this old computer, this huge old webcam. How do you not see it? Like, these are questions I need to ask Kenny, because I feel like he's the only person that can answer them. You know, if I try to ask Zac Efron or Corbin Blue or Vanessa Hudgenson or Ashley Tisdale, they wouldn't know, because you know, they're not the producer, or they're not the director. So I feel strongly about this one too. And for what? Because I don't know. I really don't know. I just do. Because it makes me mad. How did you not see that webcam? How did you not see it? It was right there in your face. It was right there. And how do you not know that it was something going on? Because of the team that supports you in any other way, they have a problem with you singing, and you just decided that this was normal, and you would say this stuff anyway? No, I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Because you love this girl, as you say that you do, but you can say stuff like that in out of nowhere. Like, it came from his whole chest, too. It came from his whole chest. It came from his whole chest. So, you say that you love this girl, but then you want to, like, say stuff like that. Okay. No. I don't buy that. I'm sorry, but I don't. I don't buy that. So, if you have made it to the end of the podcast episode, if you stay to the end, good for you. My life for real, because I did a lot of rambling. I talked about things that nobody cares about. So I hope you didn't find this as boring. So thank you again for staying towards the end. And I hope I see you, or I hope you listen to my next episode where I talk about High School Musical 2. And oh, the musical for this episode is going to be Heathers the Musical. So I really recommend you checking out that musical if you want, because I know it has a very different feel than High School Musical does, but it's like it's still a good one. So I hope I see you next episode, and I hope you enjoy Heathers.